quack, 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 quack,
Hello everyone, and welcome back to D5 The Mighty Ducks, the show where we look back at the 1994 Disney hockey sequel, D2 The Mighty Ducks, 5 minutes at a time. I'm your host Blake, and another in-studio guest this season, we have from The Blake and Sal Show, my other show I do, Mark, how you doing today?
Great, the weather's great, everything's going well today, let's see what happens with the Mighty Ducks, too.
Yeah, so let's get into this. But before we do that, I ask the same question, everybody. What is your history with this movie in particular?
I saw this when my kids, Amanda and Kyle, were growing up. And to me, I thought it was a great family fun movie. A lot of laughs. Dramatic scenes in the movie. Overall, it was a good family movie.
Yeah, may I put you into the dramatic part? Well, before we get into all that, let's start right at the beginning where we all left off last week. Gordon is talking to Jan. He just picked on him for his hair because it's awful. But we get into this, and Jan pretty much telling him that I did not tell them that you were good looking. I told him that you were the Minnesota Miracle Man. I heard you chuckling when you were watching this back. Your thoughts? Go ahead.
It's Minnesota Miracle Man. Wow. That he just pulled that right out of the air.
It's not really, because they've been calling him that since the beginning. That has been the name since the beginning. Hello? Oh, shut up. Anyway, you're fine. Your prescriptions are ready.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, back to what we were doing. Okay. Minnesota Miracle Man. They've been calling him that since the beginning. That is his nickname since the opening scene of this movie. So it kind of ties together with everything else going on. But he does lay it on thick because only you could teach him how to fly.
Yeah.
Like, kind of lays it in thick a little bit. But Gordon is one of those people that you have to tell him straight up, this is what you have to do. Because he doesn't pay attention to you half the time.
And they're in Minnesota.
No. This is not Minnesota. We were in L.A.
Right.
The second movie was in L.A., so get that in mind.
But, you know, Gordon was in Minnesota.
Yes. Is there an issue with Minnesota? Or?
No, I'm just glad that they get more snow than we do.
Well.
But you know how it is. A lot of the good prospects in hockey come from Minnesota, and they've gone on to have great professional careers.
True. Very, very true. We named a whole bunch of them earlier in this season. Then we have to have this at least once a movie. Gordon skating around for no real apparent reason, just thinking. Seems to be a thing we have to do every single one of these movies. So
he's on rollerblades, and I'm kind of wondering, you know, if Emilio Estevez really did that, or did he have a stunt double?
You can tell it's him in this one. You can tell it's him.
Because, I mean, he's on his rollerblades, he's really good going backwards and forwards and around. You know, I've been on rollerblades, and it's just hard to keep your ankle straight at times.
See, I've been on blades and fallen a lot, so I don't skate anymore for that very reason. So, well, we get back over here, and the team is at the rink. Gordon is nowhere to be found. So, in your coach, or they'll forfeit the game. Well, because they're losing the ice in the last game, if they lose this game, they're out of the tournament. Again, this is a very confusing tournament. I've had many issues with this tournament since we first started this season.
Well, what can I say?
This is not a real tournament. This is not a real tournament, so there's no real rules to it. It's confusing as hell.
So does that mean, like, anything goes?
Pretty much how the tournament works for what they need for the format of this movie. It feels like since the beginning.
So basically, they kind of made the movie and figured, okay, we'll build a movie around a tournament that really doesn't matter.
Pretty much. So the rules here is they have to play or they're out of the tournament because apparently a forfeit loss means they're out. I don't understand how this logic works because there's no assistant coaches apparently in this league. Apparently, as I learned, in this tournament, there's no assistant coaches. So Charlie gets the idea to run over the coach, who wins McKay, to ask to be their coach. And what cracks me up about this whole thing is he's talking very, very loud. Very, very loud. Mm-hmm. This conversation that he does not want the ref to hear. But he talks extremely loud trying to convince her to be their coach. Like, come on. So ridiculously loud.
So you're asking your teacher to be your coach who has, one, no coaching experience, two, only works well with kids when they're being taught, and three, basically may not know the basics of hockey.
Oh, definitely doesn't know the basics of hockey. We'll get to that in a minute. But basically, but my issue, not even that, is you're trying to do this on a sly move. The referee doesn't hear you. Yet you're talking extremely loud, and your voice is echoing in the building. Like, it's so ridiculous, this conversation.
Maybe the ref turned down his hearing aid or something during that time.
Well, the ref skated on over, and Coach McKay says the line that cracked you up.
Yep.
And
what are you waiting for? The ice to freeze?
What a line.
Okay, you know, wait a minute. Let me get it straight. Number one, the ice is already frozen. Number two, the ice is already frozen. And number three, the ice is already frozen. So if you're a coach and the ice is frozen, why would you even make that comment?
I don't know. Because you don't know what you're talking about?
Well, isn't it like some people when they basically don't know the sport, and especially like football, it's like, oh, good, they scored a field goal. Mm-hmm. No, they scored a touchdown.
Well, there's been field goals in hockey. There's been field goals in football. It's not that far. Right. But I personally love the referee here. He knows they're full of shit. He knows it. You can see it in his face. He's not dumb. But he also, because this is in L.A., and it would be terrible if Team USA gets knocked out of this tournament in L.A., ref's like, I'll let it go.
Okay,
I'll let it go.
Okay, we're going with it. If this is you tell me this is your coach, we're going with it.
Yeah, it's almost like they cared enough to make up this bullshit. I will go with it. To see where this goes. Just curious how this is
going
to go.
Yeah, because the ref's going, it's not my call. It's not my fault. You know, you want to have her as your coach? That's great.
Yeah, it's really funny. Because really, he had that look at his face like, what the hell? I'm curious how this is going to work.
In the back of the restaurant, he's going, well, you know, if you guys lose, you lose. And it's not my fault. Blame it on your coach.
Exactly. Or lack thereof, for that matter. Yeah. So, we jump to our game. And we are facing Germany. I've been breaking down every team they're playing history in the real international play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Iceland Germany does actually have a history. They actually have won medals in the World Championships and at the Olympic Games. They actually have a silver and two bronzes at the Winter Olympic Games in hockey. So that's pretty cool.
Are they getting drug tested before they play?
That's not Russia. Wrong country.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wrong country. So we have a little bit of hockey play here. It's not major, nothing crazy. It could be a lot. This is like kind of one of the tamer hockey sequences in this whole movie. You know, it's a lot of hitting and a lot of checking. And I do love, but this goes back to what you're saying about somebody did not know the game.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even know the typical term of change it up, which is a line change that basics know. People know.
Well, she says, we got to switch players. And they look at her like, what? We got to get a different play on. Oh, and Charlie comes up with just say, switch it up.
Change it up. That's the line. But I'm like, wow, she really is dumb.
And she screams it loud enough, and it happens.
Well, it's supposed to happen. That's a good thing. Let enter Gordon with the duck call from earlier in the movie, because we didn't have enough of this duck call earlier in the movie. Let's do it here. Get everyone's attention.
Okay, let me put this. This movie was made before Duck Dynasty started.
Oh, way before.
Right?
Way before.
So my thing I was going to think about is maybe this is the thing that started Duck Dynasty off.
God. Oh, God.
Listening to that? I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, God. But, okay. So my logic here, I'm trying to figure out the logic here. So we're in the middle of a game. Mm-hmm. Oh, the third period.
Got it.
Game is tied. Keep that in mind. Gordon shows up out of nowhere mm-hmm. in the stands. So the ref apparently does not care about anything anymore. Because he's like, you know what? I want to see what happens. Like, I'm curious now. Like, what the hell is going on with this team? He comes down the bench. He goes into the bench from the crowd. No one in the crowd seems to notice and or care about any of this.
Gets to it. Opens the door.
How do you open it from that side? I have no idea. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Opens the door, walks through, and I'm sure in his mind he's expecting everybody to basically forgive him for being a dipshit.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much what he's asking them to do. But it sounds like the exact plot of the first movie. What do you know? Go figure.
Gee, karma sucks, doesn't it?
I do like the sweet moment of him, like, kissing her on the cheek to thank him, not just for this, but for cutting him straight earlier. So, double thank you.
Okay,
I appreciate that.
In the first movie, Gordon is infatuated with Charlie's mom.
Correct.
In the second movie,
This is not infatuation. This is more of a friendship here, because there's no relationship in this movie at all.
Okay, so
the first movie was Charlie's mom, but Charlie's mom and him broke up between movies.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's,
yeah.
It's in the beginning of the movie. They broke up. So this is kind of just a thank you for being my friend.
Okay.
Look at her being a friend here.
So is she going to be like the rebound girl?
No, because they never date, and we never hear from her ever again. We never hear from her ever again after this. So
boy, Gordon's track record really sucks.
Well, it's also hockey. Teams don't stay together after tournaments like this. Like, I'm at the end of the season, I'm going to go through and figure out, like, how many people stayed on. After this, with the next movie, because that's realistic. Teams don't stay together.
No.
Like, teams don't stay together.
Not for over an extended period of time.
No, and the fact that this made team members are together for a second movie is crazy.
Because, you know, players get traded all the time.
Well, even that, in international play, you put the other team for one tournament, and then the team breaks up and goes back to their homes, and they don't come back together again. It happened in the 1980 Olympic team. They were together for the miracle on ice, and then they didn't see each other for 5 years.
But yet, they're a team that it's like a brotherhood where they talk to each other and basically figure out how you guys are going and what's happening and should we get together for another anniversary.
Yeah, but the thing is then, at the time, that was not a thing they did. There's no internet then. There's no social media then. I mean,
they would call each other up or write each other letters and see how things are going. And now you got Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram. And,
yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So... Okay, so he, where were we? He, comes up to the bench, and he's going to apologize to them. It's a very simple, straight-up apology. I have no problem with this. I mean, we gotta get on with this. Like, we have to get on with our lives. We don't have time for a big spiel like last movie where he's in the classroom giving a speech. We don't have time for that. This movie has some other things to do still.
So, now, here's the thing. If I'm the kids, and I'm looking at Gordon, do I take his apology seriously?
I would, because he fixed his hair.
Well, there you go.
He's no longer in the suit, and he fixed his hair back to normal. So he looks back to the normal Gordon. He's no longer prick Gordon with last game.
So basically, he doesn't look like a gangster wannabe?
Pretty much. Okay. Pretty much how it is. So that's where he apologizes to them. He asks for one more chance because, you know, they've been fighting for less than 24 hours. This has literally been 24 hours. Like...
Please give me another chance.
He's acting like they've been fighting for weeks. Like, I think he asked, like, it's been literally 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like, it's hysterical to me. What's going on here?
I'm sorry, I won't do it again. I'll be a good coach.
Like, So we get back into this, back on the ice, and that leads to the Flying V. Which is our first Flying V of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Big. It was a nice big poppy. It's a huge pop.
Oh, yeah.
Here. But you were making fun of the play-by-play.
Well, yeah, because the guys on the play-by-play kind of go, what's this? Oh, it's a Flying V. I've never seen it before, but I've heard of it. And I was like, okay, so is that really what you want to say in the movie?
I can explain that.
Okay,
go ahead. I can explain it. Team USA, the Ducks.
Yes.
In Minnesota.
Yes.
Why would someone in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
where the tournament is being held,
yes.
have seen a video
uh-huh.
of the Flying V
uh-huh.
from Minnesota
uh-huh.
there in non-internet world. But you read about it in an article. Like, there's articles about this team. You do your research, but you've never seen a video of it because it doesn't exist. So how would he know what it is if he's never seen it? It's all he's done about it is you hear about it in paper.
Somebody that was at a game and saw it could give you details about it by word of mouth.
Exactly. There's no video. Right. We've never seen it.
So.
That makes sense. And the logic's there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Logic works for me. So, what's funny about it is you were joking around about how the team doesn't want to trust Gordon.
Yep.
Jesse stopped behind the bench, behind the net. Like, should I do this? Do I have to do this?
We're doing this. I think the word best described Jesse would be perplexed.
Yeah. It's funny that way, where it's like, we're going to do this. We're going to do the Flying V. I love the Flying V. I love this move. It's always funny to me that this never really became a thing. Like, it's not a real play. This is not something you can pull off. But it cracked me up every time, like, the Anaheim Ducks break this out in a game randomly. And everyone loses their shit. Like, they could do this as a joke. And everyone loses their shit. It's hysterical to me. How popular is this?
The reason why the Anaheim Ducks would do that, they're acknowledging the Mighty Ducks. And basically, you know, people get a kick out of something like this, but besides the Ducks, I don't think I've seen any professional team do that type of move.
The only time I've ever seen it and done right was an All-Star Festivity Weekend when they were making up stuff and they're like, we're going to do this because we can.
Because
they did a Flying V there. And that cracked me up. That was one of the best moments I've ever seen. But other than that, yeah, it doesn't happen. It's not a thing that works. So
I don't know. Maybe another professional team should try it and see what happens.
I don't know. I just don't see it being a thing that actually would work in a game. But hey, you never know. Weirder things have happened. And with that, we end it right in mid-Flying V. So that is where we end our talk.
So they're kind of hovering?
Well, we're in mid-Flying V because we got to go to the next episode.
It
comes over to our last, at the end of our 5 minutes. And that gets us to our next show.
Wow. And that went really quick.
I know. Any other thoughts on this movie from you?
As a sequel, I think it hit some high points, but I think people were looking for their happy ending with Gordon and Charlie's mom and or Gordon to be with the teacher, but you don't get that happy ending where the package is wrapped
up. Not for him, no.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I don't think Disney wanted to touch on the relationship issue because basically the movie was supposed to be focused on the kids.
Of course. And we have a relationship in the kids that was going on with Connie and Gee. So we do have a relationship there.
Right.
But
I mean, they don't want to get into the adult relationship things because basically let's keep it simple.
We tried that in the first movie and then we lost some people.
So let's focus. It's all about the kids and what's happening to the kids, what's not happening with the kids because the kids sell the movie.
True. Very, very, very true. Well, on that wonderful note, I guess I'll do the plugs then because you're a part of the plugs for me all the time. So you can hear Mark with me and Sal every single Friday on the Blake and Sal Show and kind of become a permanent host on there. And I was wearing our brand new t-shirt yesterday. So there you go.
Brand new
logo t-shirt yesterday. Yeah. So there you go. So that being said, we should get out of here. No one can find you anywhere, can they?
We can get out of here. Can we do a Flying V?
If we could try to pull that off.
Okay,
The only place they can find you is like Facebook, right?
Facebook Messenger.
They can find you anywhere else.
That's about it.
Okay.
But get a hold of me and, you know, I'll chat you up or I'll give you some info. But, you know, hey, being a part of the podcast community is great. So, you know, just send us some feedback, positive, negative, whatever. Give us feedback. Because, you know, we do this, and this is a treat for your ears.
Yes, it is. And you can give us that feedback on all social media platforms at D5 The Mighty Ducks. Like, you knew I was going to do that.
No, I'm just psychic.
I swear he didn't know that.
I'm psychic or psycho. I can't tell.
Find me all over the place at Riley211106. And you can obviously subscribe and rate and review this show on all podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Till next week, where I have Tabitha Carlisle on the show, and we continue on. Because she was excited to come on over the first time. So she's on next week's show.
Oh, great.
and one of our few females on this season. So I'm excited for that next week.
Yay!
So till then, thank you, Mark, Dad, for coming on the show.
Hey, no problem.
You say your spiel if you want.
Hey,
go for it.
It's been your pleasure. And as always, please, if you're in the podcast community, listen to this. And Blake and Sal Show with Mark and other podcast people that are in this community, because we're here not only to inform you of things, but also to entertain you. And you'll find a lot of these podcasts are very entertaining and informative. So with that being said, have a nice and great, wonderful day.
And for everyone listening, I'll see you next week as you continue on with this movie. Have a good day, everybody.
And when everyone says it can't be done, ducks fly together.